CKUW. It's 10 o'clock. It's time now for Channel Zero. 2 hours of blistering death metal. Usually. Ian's your usual host. He's not here tonight. But don't worry, it's going to be heavy. It's going to be heavy. It was going to be heavy. But I left my CDs at home. Well, I didn't leave them at home. I left them on the bus. I didn't leave them. I had to, some big kids took them from me. They were bigger than me. Girls can scratch, you know. These guys are heavy. These guys have a combined weight of over 400 pounds.
My girl, don't love me at all. My girl, saw walking down the street. He jumped down and acted off a feet. And then I knew it was the end of her. It's gonna kill that girl. It's gonna kill that girl. It's gonna kill that girl tonight.
Yeah.
That's a good question. Hey, I'm not going to talk in a gravelly voice anymore. That hurts. How do those guys do that for hours on end? I actually did that for a full two-hour show once, and I paid for it for like 3 days. I'm not doing it anymore. Hi, I'm not Ian. I'm not Ian at all, no. And that was the Dictator. That was Handsome Dick Manitoba. Does that count as Canadian content? I sure hope so. Faster and Louder and Baby Let's Twist from the live New York, New York album. It used to have a different title when it was available only on cassette, but it's a title we can't say on the radio, at least not for an hour and 45 minutes or so. It's just after 10:15. Yeah, so you got like 20 minutes before Letterman starts, if you're that lame. What else did we hear in that set? We heard the Ramones from Leave Home. We heard You're Gonna Kill That Girl. We heard more Dictators from the song Ramones the Same, a tribute album to the Brothers. We heard the Taters doing I Just Wanna Have Something to Do, and the Hoodoo Gurus at the very top of the show, My Girl from Stone Age Romeos. I think we'll hear something more from that record a little later. But that's enough of this modern music. Oh, too much this modern music tonight already. Let's go back. Let's go way back to the 50s with the MC5. Bum, bum.
All right.
Welcome back, welcome back to Channel Zero here on CKW 95.9 FM. Joni, she's got a new record out. Did you know? I haven't heard it. I don't know if it's any good. But how bad could it be? It's Joan Jett. That was something from her very first solo release, Bad Reputation. Not originally, though. It's on the CD re-release. Originally, that version of Summertime Blues came with a vinyl single, a one-sided vinyl single with I Love Rock and Roll. Yeah, remember that? I went a trip from City FM in 1981 to go fly to Toronto to see Joan Jett. It's true. So whenever you badmouth City FM, just remember, they gave me a plane ticket and a concert ticket. Although it was a lame show because it wasn't actually a Joan Jett concert. She was the middle act on a triple bill. The opening act was Aldo Nova, and the headliner was Hall & Oates. Yeah, I don't know what they were thinking. But the next night, Joan played the El Macombo, and I had to stay over and see that, and I had to pay my own way home because the crummy plane ticket they gave me was only good if I actually used it on the right date. Yeah, that's City FM for you. Say all the bad things you want about them. Before Joan Jett, we heard something. We heard more Ramones. We heard the Ramones doing that old 50s chestnut, Let's Dance. Chris Montez. Yeah, where's Chris Montez today? I don't know. MC5 doing Tutti Frutti. And the Saints from Australia doing the old Elvis chestnut, Kissing Cousins. Well. Look what we have dialed up on the old CD player now. I just picked this thing up, and it's nice to have this in fine digital form. I had it on a crummy vinyl single that skipped for the last 20 years, and now I got it on disc, and wow, it's fun. It's the Fuzz Tones.
Well, I got something to say, girl. I hope you're listening close. Cause here's one fishy out that's slippery than most. Wow! Baby, you're just a schoolgirl. Here's a lesson you can use. Just ask any woman to tell you I'm bad news. You're not the first. You know you're not the worst. Bad news travels fast. That's right, baby. Now don't you try to change me, I'll just string you along. listen up, baby.
Like there's no truth. silly for me. It's gonna find out it's time to go. Just remember, don't give it up now.
I just emptied the jar. Romelard D. More from the Fuzz Tones there. The compilation called... what is this thing called? It's called LSD-25. Ooh, that means they've been around for 25 years, the Fuzz Tones. Holy moly, they're old. They're old, man. They're older than me. Yeah, Romelard D. is what we heard there. We heard a double shot from the Liars before that from their fabulous record. What'd I do with it? Somewhere. It's called On Fire. We heard Don't Give It Up Now and The Immortal. The Immortal, Let Me Help You, Anne. Yeah. And inside my vinyl jacket for that album is the poster from when they played the Pyramid Cabaret. Actually, it was the Spectrum at the time. Yes, I saw the Liars. I saw the Liars twice. I saw them there, and I saw them in Hoboken, New Jersey, once upon a time. And I was standing next to Peter Buck from REM. Honest to God, I was. Before the Liars, we heard what? We heard more Fuzz Tones, I guess, huh? We heard Bad News Travels Fast from the same package. The same package. It's a CD-DVD combo, and it's really hard to open. And it's annoying me, but it's sounding pretty fine. So we'll let it get away with it this time. Ah, well, we played a 50s set just a little while ago. And I ran out of 50s tunes, so how about we do some new wave? Here's a guy from Australia. I got a lot of Australian music with me today for some reason, but that's okay. We don't mind. We're not racist. We'll play anything. This is Spencer P. Jones.
I pray.
Hoorah. Hoorah. More hoodoo gurus here. All Oz, all the time, here on Channel Zero, CKW 95.9 FM. From their B-sides and rarities collection called Gorilla Biscuit, that was the old Gary Glitter number, Rock and Roll, part deux. There's our Canadian content, I said deux. Before that, more Oz, The Beasts of Bourbon, from, I don't know what album this was of theirs. It's called The Axeman's Jazz. We heard the little country and western chestnut, 10 Wheels for Jesus. Are you saved? Have you gotten right with the Lord tonight? I hope you have. That particular ditty there, The Beasts of Bourbon, that contained the fine, fine guitar stylings of Mr. Spencer P. Jones, who we heard before that All By His Lonesome from his album Rumor of Death, and the old new wave classic, Jet Boy, Jet Girl. Mm-hmm. Haven't heard it quite like that before, had you? No.